At least two people, including an eight-year-old child, have died following two explosions at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. More than 100 others have been injured. Six are reported to be in a critical condition. Many of the injured appear to be spectators who'd gathered to watch runners cross the line. The blast went off within seconds of each other. Boston police say they're also investigating a third blast that occurred at the city's John F. Kennedy Library, several miles away, and more than an hour later. So far, there have been no injuries reported in the library explosion. Boston Police Commissioner Edward Davis.
We are not certain that these incidents are related, but we are treating them as if they are. We're recommending to people that they stay home, that if they're in hotels in the area, that they return to their rooms, and that they don't go anyplace and congregate in large crowds. We want to make sure we completely stabilize the situation.
U.S. intelligence sources say two other explosive devices have been found near the marathon finish line. The FBI considers the bombings a terrorist attack, but it's not sure if the source is domestic or international. There's been no immediate word on the motive or who may have launched the attack. U.S. President Barack Obama has made a statement promising to get to the bottom of the incidents and get those responsible to face justice.